the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak earlier, we kind of expected that thing to die off in the warm weather. Well, it just didn't. And that has to just do with the genetic makeup of that virus. It's still floating in the environment. It did come from these migratory waterfowl, and it's just lingered there. So what that means and what our concern is, and thing that we try to remind producers, even backyard hobbyists, is to maintain absolutely strict biosecurity. You know, that means just common sense stuff, like if you go to a feed store or you go to an equipment sale or a livestock auction, don't go back around your birds until you've changed clothes or have dedicated footwear, dedicated coveralls for where your birds are held. And keep your backyard birds especially away from wild birds or water birds if at all possible. Watch out for that. And the last thing that really trying to get out to the backyard enthusiasts is if you see sick birds or your birds are not well doing, well, just call us. Call our department or you can call USDA. They've got a hotline. We've got a number on our website. So that's kind of the three overarching things, Randall, about the bird flu. It still lingers and we're prepared. We've been doing some exercises in that regard, but we've got a keen eye on the highly pathogenic avian influenza through the rest of this year.